AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is investigating the deadly Buffalo, New York supermarket shooting as a hate crime and an act of racially motivated violent extremism.
Last weekend's attack was a painful reminder of the singular impact that hate crimes have not only on individuals, but on entire communities. They bring immediate devastation. They inflict lasting fear.
10 black people were killed in Buffalo. President Biden has started his Asia trip in South Korea, but two employees of the Secret Service who were assigned there are going home. A source tells the AP an agent and an armed physical security specialist were involved in an alcohol-fueled incident in South Korea that included a heated argument with a taxi driver and led to local law enforcement filing a police report. No charges were filed, but the Secret Service is investigating. A new poll finds dwindling confidence in the president. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
President Biden's approval rating is at 39%, the lowest point of his presidency, according to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Research. Only 2 out of 10 American adults say the U.S. is headed in the right direction. That's down 10% from a month ago, with disappointed Democrats leading the drop. The findings reflect widespread exasperation in a country facing higher gas prices and interest rates, overall inflation, a shortage of baby formula, gun violence, and a persistent pandemic. Nurse Jerry Taranzo, a Republican in Chicago, blames Biden for skyrocketing gas prices and says his policies are destroying the economy. Democrat Milan Ramsey of Santa Monica, California, suggested the president was tired. She feels Biden hasn't delivered on promises to fight climate change or fix health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
The top U.S. trade negotiator, Katherine Tai, told the AP, the U.S. has an incredible opportunity to engage with other nations on a common playing field and forge new partnerships as part of an economic recovery. This is AP News. An update on the murder suspect in Alabama that got away with a jail official.
Vicky White and inmate Casey White took off in a patrol car on April 29th after she said she was taking him for a mental health evaluation. When authorities caught up with him in Indiana 10 days later, he surrendered, but she shot and killed herself, say officials. Now he's been ordered to provide a DNA sample to prosecutors, though no one is saying why. An attorney for Casey White hasn't said anything publicly since White's arrest and did not oppose the request for a DNA sample made in the escape case. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in 4 European countries busted a crime gang accused of using young women to trick elderly men out of their savings. Europol said the gang was mostly members of a Romanian family. One of the victims lost almost $21,000. Another suffered 2 heart attacks after the young women secretly slipped him Valium so accomplices could rob his house. Ed Donahue, AP News.